The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a spring of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Do you guys know the difference between knowledge and wisdom? No? All right. Knowledge is knowing that when Christ used the term woman to refer to his mom, that this was a summation of everything that Mary was to accomplish. So if you, the first reading we heard about Adam and Eve and how Eve, the first woman, had fallen. And Mary undoes this. She is the new woman that we speak of. She's the new Eve, the new mother of humanity. That's knowledge. Wisdom is knowing that you can't call your own mother woman. It's dangerous. Don't do it. But John's gospel is one of my favorites. And this excerpt today is no exception. "Woman, behold your son." At this moment, Christ reveals his final plan for Mary and our relationship to her. By calling her woman, Christ links Mary to the first woman, Eve, and effectively replaces her. Mary is the new Eve, the new mother of humanity. And John, at the foot of the cross, represents every disciple of Christ and tells us, "Behold your mother." Actually, as an aside, the more you study, have you guys studied John yet, the Gospel of John? In depth? No? Start paying attention to the way that he refers to himself. So John wrote the Gospel of John. We know that. But he always refers to himself the beloved disciple, the disciple whom Christ loved. There's two reasons for this. One is because we get to enter into wherever he talks about himself in that third person. The disciple whom Christ loved, that's all of us. But also, I can only imagine after spending years and years in seminary and studying this and praying with it and spending all this time with the gospel that John was always making jokes. He was young. He was the youngest disciple. He was the first to the temple or first to the tomb of Christ after he died, right? When Peter and John are running to the tomb, why else would John throw that in his gospel? Anyways, so here when he says the beloved disciple, I kind of feel like that's him kind of like throwing it back at the other disciples, the other apostles, like trying to make fun of them. Anyways, there's little things like that you find in scripture the more time you spend with it. But my brothers and sisters, with the words of Christ in the gospel today, Mary has become the mother of the entire church. She's become our mother, your mother. Throughout the history of Christianity, people have turned to Mary for her intercession, and we too can turn to her today asking for her prayers on our behalf. We Catholics get a lot of grief from our separated brothers and sisters in Christ, saying that we think too highly of Mary. But honestly, there's no way that we can love her more than Christ himself did. So pray to her, and pray often, that she might lead each of us to her divine Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.